4181 today.
Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast for today. A flash flood warning in effect for Hancock County until 10:15, and a flood watch in effect for the entire listening area until about noontime. It'll be mostly cloudy today. Some occasional showers and thunderstorms this morning, turning a bit more widely scattered this afternoon, with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight, humid, chance of a thunderstorm with a low near 70. And for Wednesday, hotter and more humid with a chance of just some scattered storms and a high in the lower 90s. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
68 degrees under cloudy skies in the Flag City. 7:50 is the morning report news time. Time now for rural news and issues. With that, here's WFIN's Farm Services Director, Vaughn Wickerham.
Thank you, Scott. We're joined this morning by Mary Ann Prue from ODNR, Division of Forestry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I know you haven't left the house yet, but when you do, you're going to find a lot of roads and streets flooded and cut off. My rain gauge last night was up to 5 1/4 inches, you know, and that's what made it into the rain gauge, and that was just from overnight. Before that, there was another inch from yesterday during the day, so as we've been talking about this morning, a lot of flash flooding out there. The one good thing about it, and I know when we talked to Gary Wilson about aphids and the soybeans and stuff, when you have this kind of rain, it really drowns out a lot of the insects. You work with the emerald ash borer. Any chance of any of them being washed away?
Unfortunately, no. They're living underneath the bark of the tree and flying around the treetops, so the water and the rain doesn't really affect them. They just kind of hunker down when it starts raining.
Anything else on the agenda with we haven't heard much about that recently. We know they're in Allen County, and in a lot of the places that they've been found has expanded. Is there anything on the war front with the emerald ash borer?
Yeah, there is. There is a form of biological control that the USDA is looking at possibly releasing. There's three different types of wasps from Asia. They're parasitic wasps that would attack emerald ash borer. And everybody, you say wasp, everybody gets a little freaked out by that. But they are very tiny. They're only about the size of a sesame seed, or maybe even smaller. And they don't sting. They're stingerless. And they are, like I said, are parasitic. What they do is they find, two of them attack emerald ash borer eggs and lay their eggs on the eggs of emerald ash borer. And one of them finds the larva of emerald ash borer underneath the tree bark and lay their eggs in the emerald ash borer larva.
So it's sort of like a scene from Alien.
Sort of. Sort of, yeah. It's just like a parasitic. So it feeds off of the emerald ash borer eggs and larva. And in Asia, they really can help to control the population, a good 50 to 60% of it.
Well, and this is not a new thing. We've used Department of Agriculture has used parasitic wasps for control of other insects over the years.
Right, and one of the people definitely have concerns. And, you know, everyone remembers what happens with the lady beetles and how we have swarms of those now. But it doesn't look like that would happen with these. For one thing, they're so tiny, we probably won't even see them. They won't affect us, and they're very, very specific because they are parasitic. They're very host specific, and they will only attack emerald ash borer eggs or larvae.
Now, we were joking earlier about the old original German name for Finley was droughts and floods, because we seem to have an area of extremes here. The trees have really been kind of put through the ringer this year, especially the young ones, some of the ornamentals. Anything that was planted this spring was just, you know, it was planted into wet conditions, and it went through a horrific drought conditions. Now it's back in flood conditions. How does a tree adapt to that?
Well, the water is great for trees, especially this year after the drought. And the water is great. They will store a lot of that energy. And they're great for us people, because if we didn't have them here, we would really be in trouble with flooding. They really take up gallons and gallons of water each in the stormwater runoff. And if we didn't have all our trees around on our streets to take up all that extra water, we would really be in trouble.
Well, that's something to consider there is just they're basically a storage reservoir.
Right, right. They will suck up a lot of the water that's running down the street. I know it doesn't look like it when it's coming down so fast, but If they weren't here, we'd really be swimming around the streets.
Well, and the young ones, again, any trees planted this spring, if they've survived this year, they're probably going to be pretty hardy in the future.
Probably. It's been rough for them.
A rough time. Marianne Prue with ODNR Division of Forestry. Stay dry.
Thanks.
Do your best shot at it. So an interesting day here, no doubt, in Northwest Ohio. Chicago Board of Trade on Monday, we saw pluses for corn and wheat yesterday. September corn, 331 and three quarters, up 3 1/4. December wheat, 348 and three quarters, a gain of 3. September wheat up 3 at 675. December 691, up 2 1/2. Soybeans kind of not going anywhere. September 811 and three quarters, up 1/4 cent. November down 0.5 cent, 827 and 1/4. Again, near futures were higher, but further out actually backed off yesterday. With the morning forestry news, the Board of Trade Markets, this is Vaughn Wickerham for WFIN.
Thank you very much, Vaughn. Coming up next, another check of the weather forecast. As the morning report continues, our time is 7:55.
Get your sports fix with the ESPN Radio Network on 1330 WFIN.
Now the Storm Center 11 forecast from News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone. Showers and storms becoming more widely scattered this afternoon. Look at the radar screen now. It looks like it's all behind us, but there could be some more developed later on. Very scattered, but there is that possibility. We'll keep an eye on it for you. High of 80 this afternoon, and then tonight, kind of muggy, still a chance of a thunderstorm or two, over 70 overnight, and then some scattered storms are possible even tomorrow. Turning hot and humid with a high of 91. Back into the oven we go. There is a flash flood warning until 10:15 for Hancock County, a flood watch until noon. And we'll keep you up to date if anything new comes along in that regard. In numerous report, by the way, 68 degrees now in the Flag City at 1330 WFI. And getting numerous reports of areas, roadways that are flooded, high water, even areas that are not normally very affected by high water being affected today. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that we have had so much rain, as Juan was mentioning earlier, some 5-6 inches over the past day and a half or so. This rain, the ground is so saturated that the water has no place to go. So you're finding water building up in areas that normally are not necessarily trouble spots, could be today. So be very careful if you're out on the roads this morning, and watch out for those high water spots. If you do encounter high water, don't try it. Just turn around, find another route, or let folks know that you're not going to be in today, or whatever it might happen to be, because there are some areas that are just flat out impassable this morning. We're on through the entire list of delays, cancellations, closings, postponements. We have several of those, and we'll do that coming up in just a little while following the news. We'll go through the entire list once again. But again, if you're out and about this morning, slow going, and even in those areas where it is passable, you'll definitely want to slow down, because with all of the water, hydroplaning is going to be another issue. We don't want to have anybody end up in a ditch just because they were driving on the water instead of on the road. They're hydroplaning, going a little too fast for the conditions. So things to keep in mind as you're out and about today. Continue to keep you up to date with the very latest. Your news, sports, and weather authority, 1330 WFIN. Coming up on News Time at 8 o'clock in the next half hour. You know, years ago, futurists predicted a cashless society. And guess what? It's pretty much where we're at now. But have we made it too easy to spend virtual money? We'll talk about it coming up.